yes, there's a certain way in which that kind of mental, what are we going to call it, approach can produce some effects. But the crucial thing, asking for what you want or asking for what you need. Now, the big problem with asking for what you want and getting it is that wants are insatiable. They cannot be satisfied. Let's say it this way. A want is something generated by the mind out of fear of losing something. Like, I'm going to be late to my appointment unless I get a parking space. And if I'm late to appointment, something bad's going to happen. And so you can ask, please let me find a parking space. Now, the problem is, if you find the parking space, well, once the want is satisfied, then you still are left with the fear. It's like, let's take a simpler example. I really want, and you say to yourself, I need $10,000 in order to do this and that I want to do. It seems important to me. So let's say you're successful and you get the $10,000. But now your possibility is you're afraid of losing it. Or what happens when it runs out? Or something like that. So you just stay on this hamster wheel of being driven by your fears of losing something. So even the satisfaction of the want does not produce what you really need, which is peace. And the liberation from being driven by fear all the time.